This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time to brag about this radio program, which is called the DJV Experience, the DJV Show. D. Doug, J. Jennifer, V. Victoria. Kara Schillen is with us as we move our way through the day conversationally. People in the news, Pope Francis has married a couple on an airplane. The Pope married two flight attendants from the flagship airline in Chile on a flight from Santiago to a city in the north. The bride's name, Paola Podest. The groom, Carlos Quifidiar. Is that how you pronounce it? Something close to that, anyway.
Paola is the girl, not Paola.
Paola is what you take for playing a song on the radio.
Paola. Okay. Paola and Carlos got married in a civil service in 2010. They told the Pope that they were not able to do a church ceremony because of the earthquake that hit Chile that year. So the head of the airline was there witnessing the marriage. Mr. Carlos said that he was told a Pope had never before married a couple during a flight, noting that the Pope on the plane said the event was historic. So remember, the Pope is traveling around South America, and they don't have a Pope airline. They don't have a Pope plane.
Really? That's so surprising.
Commercial. Yeah, right. Well, he always flies when most of the time he moves around, he's on an Alitalia jet, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I'd feel really good if I walked onto an airplane and the Pope was sitting there. I'd be like, okay, we're probably all right.
Yeah, this one's not going down.
Right. Hello. You know that last year, no one was killed on a commercial jetliner?
Yeah, thanks President Trump. Remember, he took responsibility for that.
Oh, he did? How did he do that?
He said another way. I guess he said something like he had fixed air traffic control problems or something. And
really?
I don't know.
Yeah. Not like Gilgar
said. Not part
said,
of the fake news awards.
He fixed the homeless population in Los Angeles. Right.
Yeah.
You keep believing that, pal. All right, let's see what else is going on. People in the news. A woman named Sally Ann Johnson on trial. The scheme here was that a Florida woman who, in this circumstance, there are two plays here going on. And the reason I tell you the story, most of you know that I believe in things that are beyond our five senses. I have a radio program and a podcast called, what is the podcast called?
Your Hidden Power?
Oh, that's right, Your Hidden Power.
Which is clearly not Doug's memory.
Right, that's not a superpower.
I was looking at something else. I just saw a note on something else that distracted me. Yeah, Your Hidden Power is something you can go to if you go to yourhiddenpower.com. If you believe in metaphysical thinking, new age, reasoning, things that are different and beyond the five senses. So I am someone who believes in psychic connections. I believe I've had plenty of psychic readings in my life, and I put plenty of them on the air. So here comes this woman who claimed to be a psychic. She got sentenced this week to 2 years in prison because she went to Martha's Vineyard, met a woman, and charged her $3.5 million for exorcisms. So she was...
We're in the wrong business.
Yeah, but the woman obviously there was something wrong. She flew to Martha's Vineyard
on her broom,
spiritual cleansing, healing services. See, I knew that's where this would go, but under the circumstances.
But I agree with you, and we believe similar things. But $3 million.
Well, but there are good ones and bad ones, and that's
$3 million.
Yeah, $3.5 million.
$3.5 million. Okay, for an exorcism. Priests will do it for free.
Yeah, they will, but are they as good?
Well, they're kind of the ones who started with the training, so I would trust a priest maybe more than a random woman who says she can do an exorcism.
I know, Doug.
Right?
I mean, good.
Are they as good? Where do you think it came from? It started with the Catholic Church.
Well, let me check the Yelp reviews on that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, the Yelp reviews on the Catholic Church.
That's nothing but extortion. So
yeah.
This
woman, Ms. Johnson, owns a couple of businesses. One of them is called Flat Iron Psychic, and the other one is a company called Psychic Match.
Where flat she puts broke people psychic
together.
Yeah.
Psychic Spiritual Salon.
Salon?
Yeah, right.
Wow.
So, but back to what we were saying before, there are people who are really legitimate and really do well and are true to form, but then there are people that come along. I'll never forget, when I was working in Philadelphia at WCAU, one day, I think Bob Kay, who was my boss then at that radio station, for some reason we were out on the boardwalk. And I've never been on the boardwalk before, so this was a great experience. And walking along, this woman jumps out of this little hut, and she looks at me, and she's dressed like weird. She's got a head garb on. Yeah, pretty much like a gypsy. She jumps at me in front of me. She says, "You have trouble, sir."
Oh, boy.
And I looked at her, and I said, "Yes, you have trouble, and I can cure it for $500. So I didn't spend $500, but I did engage her for a while.
I knew you would. You probably went in there. You did. How much did you really pay her?
No, I didn't. I didn't pay her a nickel. No, didn't pay her a penny.
Did she take something out of your wallet without you knowing?
No, yeah. She wasn't a magician. She's a mediator and a healer, that kind of stuff.
On the boardwalk.
Yeah. Well, that's like, you can go any place. You can find them all over the place in Las Vegas. The
signs are
everywhere. Psychics, on duty.
Okay, I know. There's Madame Marie's on the Asbury Park boardwalk in New Jersey, and we walk by her all the time. And two of my friends, after a few cocktails, went in and to see her. They both got the exact same reading, and were both told, now you can't share your reading with anyone, because none of the help that I'm giving you will actually come to fruition if you talk about it to anyone else.
Here's the deal. I believe that psychics have they're playing you, because, and it's not that I don't
not
believe
all psychics.
It. Yes, all psychics in some way, and here's why. Because we are all capable, all people who are good psychics is intuitive.
Right.
And if people played into their own intuition, you would not have the need for psychics. Like,
well, there's a point there, yes, right.
Yes.
Yeah, but we all have the same skill. It's how developed it is.
Well,
you also go
into that situation very vulnerable. I've seen this on, the TV psychics and stuff, where you go in and then they kind of fish around for something that might lock on, and then you say, yes, my grandmother did die last year. How did you know?
Right.
And well, they
right.
ask five other questions before that. Mm-hmm. And they just happened to figure that one out, so.
Yes, your grandmother died, mine did too last year.
That's crazy.
Wow,
what are the
we have so much in common.
But if we just tapped into our own intuition,
yes.
This would be just craziness. Because when do people go to psychics? So of course you're troubled, because you're either going there about a relationship, or about money, or about getting a new job. That's the only thing people go to psychics
about. Or you're looking for love.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes people who are...
It's a
relationship.
Job.
Yeah.
It's job, health, or relationships.
Yep.
One of those
every
three.
Time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Exactly. So remind me when we do Your Hidden Power next week, Kara, to ask our psychic, Mary O'Malley, about this, okay? Let's get her on the
record.
Yeah,
ask if she's real or not.
Yeah.
She'll appreciate that one.
I think that I think we should talk to her about this, don't you? We'll get her to tell us what she thinks about it. All right. 16 past the hour. Here's something that you can think about if you're a business owner, or if you're in charge of hiring or recruiting fresh new talent for your business. Jennifer, this is you, because you're the hire person at your 14th job, running CRN Digital in Los Angeles with your father. You're the person who takes care of employees and employment. So you can go online, as so many others. This is now, the success of ZipRecruiter is in the millions now. ZipRecruiter.com, 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get the best candidate through the site in one day. Imagine that. Put all that work aside that you've done before. You post things and you've got to sift through all the resumes and the applications and stuff. You don't have to do that. One click connects you to the leading job boards around the country, and they compile the software at ZipRecruiter they put together all of the benefits of various people, and they present you with a number of candidates that fit your requirement, and then by that time, half the work has been done. You don't have to sift through all of the applicants. They do. It's unlike anything else that you've ever seen or ever experienced, and the right candidates will find their way to you. It's really amazing. So let's get going. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by all these businesses of all sizes. I go through every once in a while some of the names of some of the companies that are using it. As a matter of fact, I use Enterprise Rent-A-Car. They use this company. Allstate Insurance uses them. Living Social uses ZipRecruiter. So you use them, too. Find out why they are helping growing businesses of all sizes all around the country. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use ZipRecruiter the first time free. Free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Lumber Liquidators January flooring sales going on now. Get more than 80 pre-finished hardwood floors up to 35% off. All Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is on sale. It looks and feels like real hardwood, and it's water resistant, like Nordic Fog Oak and Tuscan Fusion Maple, up to 30% off. And get wood look waterproof floors up to 27% off. Strand Bamboo up to 40% off. More deals from 49 cents plus professional installation and special financing. Hurry, get to Lumber Liquidators January flooring sale today.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, some food news. The folks at Nestle are launching a new flavor, Kit Kat Chocolatory Sublime Ruby. Huh?
Oh, it's the pink chocolate.
Yeah. What's the derivation of that?
Ruby chocolate comes from
cocoa beans that are ruby colored. So Nestle decided it was going to offer a new taste experience, a kind of berry flavor made from these ruby cocoa beans. Supposed to be all natural, so it makes the chocolate look pink.
Mm-hmm.
Sublime Ruby is the work of a Japanese pastry chef who's developed a lot of varieties of Kit Kats in the past. So anybody seen this? Or anybody seen the ruby? I'm a chocolatier. I love chocolate.
You're a chocolatier now?
I am, yes. So I tear up every time I see chocolate.
Right. Yes, so, it's very pretty. It looks fake. You can't even believe that chocolate could be that color of a pink. It's like a rose kind of pink, naturally. It's just... I would definitely be interested in trying it to see how it tastes different from regular cocoa beans.
Kit Kat's kind of an interesting reality in of itself. I didn't realize it was a big Japanese company. 21 after the hour, food news on the DJV show.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
An hour off a mile just to get it safe.
After the hour, the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria Cara, a focus on Rihanna. If you're a fan of hers, now you can rent her home. Your chance to come to West Hollywood. Good, Jennifer.
West where?
West Hollyweird is what I was about to say.
There you go.
West Hollywood. Her home is on the market to rent for $16,500 a month. That's $16,500 a month.
Is West Hollywood a really nice area?
No.
It's not bad, but it's not
it's okay. It's not Bel Air or Beverly Hills, certainly.
No. Uh-uh. And I rented a place, well, not quite this big last year, for a pittance in comparison to this. It's a 2,800-square-foot house, has the usual things, but you're paying for her celebrity, duh. A bedroom, okay, so it has a couple of luxurious bedrooms, has big windows, glass doors, all that kind of stuff, a pool, a one-bedroom guest house.
She bought the home. $16,000 is that much.
Well, I was going to say, in this neighborhood, in this economy, nah.
For 2,800 square feet? That's ridiculous.
But you get a pool and a one-bedroom guest house, so you can probably Airbnb that. And
I love you. You live in New York.
I know. This is a bargain. What a bargain.
She owns a lot of property. She's made a lot of money from her beauty cosmetic line. $72 million, as a matter of fact, after it gets... Was it last year or the year before? When did that thing go?
Last year.
It was last year.
Towards the end of last year, yep.
Yeah. Why would people think that stuff that had her name on it was going to be better than you can buy at Sears?
I don't know, but the Fenty lip gloss that I have, love it.
I use the foundation. It's good. And she has a ton of different colors for the foundation, which is great for a lot of people. That's why it's huge, because most foundations don't have that many colors. You wouldn't know, Doug, probably. Yep. I imagine you don't buy a lot of foundation, but it's great. It's really good.
Not too close to that sort of thing. All right. 25 after the hour. Now it's time musically to get into the Grammys. As more news comes out, who's going to be performing there? Kendrick Lamar, Sam Smith, U2, performing at the 60th Annual Grammy Awards in New York City at Madison Square Garden on the 28th of this month. Lamar, up for 7 awards, including Album of the Year, is going to open the program. Let's see, who else here? Presidential Merit Award recipient Elton John is going to be there. Miley Cyrus. The two of them are going to perform together, which is not interesting. Doesn't she have some relationship with him? Is it, or they just perform?
I don't know. That might just be something they... She just performed with Billy Joel recently, so maybe she's working her way through everyone who plays piano. I don't know.
I don't know. She's a big proponent of the LGBT community, so maybe that's Elton John wanted her.
So let's see. Lady Gaga is going to be performing. Some of the other people, Kesha, Little Big Town, Patti LuPone, Bruno Mars, Pink. So let's see. And then I see 7:30.
This may end up being one of the best Grammys in a long time.
Yeah.
Because the list of performers is amazing.
Route 91 Festival tribute is planned for the Grammy Awards. Three performers from the that Harvest Festival in Las Vegas, which ended up as a horrible shooting circumstance, will perform as a tribute at the Grammy Awards. Eric Church, Maren Morris, and Brothers Osborne, who were at that three-day country festival prior to the shooting.
Surprised they didn't get Jason Aldean.
Oh, well, do you think they asked him?
I don't know. I would imagine they'd
have to.
He's
still a little spooked. Wasn't he still kind of spooked by this?
Yeah, he's back on tour again.
He is? Okay. So, this is, let's see here. Looking at...
maybe he'll make a surprise appearance.
That's probably right. Yeah.
Country artist will perform a classic Grammy-winning song, which hasn't been announced yet. The producers are saying, quote, "We considered a number of songs. We wanted something that's universal, wanted something that spoke to the subject, which certainly this song does, but they're not telling you what the song is." All right, so it's still be something to watch. 28 past the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The hour now on the DJV Experience. Jennifer Horn, happy to have her along. Victoria Keelan, what a swell surprise it is always having her here because you never know where we're going.
Surprise!
Surprise! Kara Schillen at the controls in Washington. We have some money news to talk about, some travel news in this half hour, but you just brought me around. We were just talking a little off the air about dating. And it brings me around to thinking about something I saw in a Facebook post yesterday, which I'm going to read for you now. And you tell me, we're good at a lot of things here, but this is the kind of stuff I'm most proud of. I know we handle these sorts of things best because we all have different experiences to bring to the table. So here's how the post read. Guys, close your eyes. Imagine you have a daughter. Imagine she is dating a guy just like you. Did you smile? No? Then change. How would that impact you if you were to read it? Victoria, I'll start with you. Now, even though this is about guys, but think about it in the context of you being the daughter and dating somebody who was like your father. If that's really sort of what the consideration is. I think it speaks for itself, Frank. I don't know that I have to go into it. I'll read it again. Guys, close your eyes. Imagine you have a daughter. Imagine she's dating a guy just like you. Did you smile? No? Then change.
Well, I married a guy that I've learned is very similar to my dad. And so I think if my dad read this, I think he would absolutely smile because he would, I think he would want... He would want someone similar to him for me. And that's exactly what I got. So I think that's a good thing.
But so are you marrying your father? There are a lot of people who say that women marry their father and men marry their mothers.
I think if you have a really good relationship with your dad as a woman, then I think, yes, you absolutely subconsciously look for things that you see that you admire about your dad, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what happens if you're a woman and you didn't admire that your father was someone who cheated on his wife, your mother, who had an affair or had affairs and wasn't loyal, but yet you had great esteem for him, and yet there's this conflict because he was someone who taught you a lesson that you didn't want to learn.
I think a lot of women still go for people like their father and end up in bad situations.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't get away from it because it's what you know.
Yeah, it's the first person that protects you and sets up your standards of what you think you deserve. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be looking for the same quality of person if your father taught you well or treated you well or showed you that you should be treated well. Then I think you're going to be looking for someone who extends that to you when you go into a relationship.
The first sentence you said there... I think father who sets you up, who protects you or not under the circumstances. You know, we all are talking about the parents of these 13 youngsters. There's a parental thing there. But this gets to the heart of a very important matter when it comes to men and women and their relationships and parents and children and their relationships and fathers and their daughters. And their relationships. Certainly, I have a very close relationship with my daughter, and I know more about her now than I did when she was growing up as a youngster. I know more about her life as a child now as we are further down the pike. Some of the things that happened to her during her younger years, I didn't know about. And so I think about that, and I think this is a fabulous exercise, actually. Imagine you have a daughter. Imagine she's dating a guy just like you. Jennifer, I know your father very well. I don't know Jeff yet very well because I've only met him once, but I'm looking forward to getting to know him better. How close is he to your father? I didn't get enough of a connection when I was with him at Christmas, so I can't really, not that, you don't need anything from me other than I'm just observing, making what Victoria just said a part of the discussion, that her husband Lou is a lot like her father. And so do you think, how much do you think Jeff is like your father?
Well, I think personality-wise, they're probably a little bit different, but I think as far as their values, they're very similar. As far as valuing family and providing, care and comfort for me, of course, is a huge thing. And so in that way, in those important ways, I think they're pretty similar, actually.
Kara, what do you think about your father and his relationship with your mother? Because, again, this is what predicates all of this stuff.
You know, it is interesting because we were saying before you kind of marry your father, and I mean my parents have a pretty good relationship. They've been married for a really long time, but as far as marrying someone who is like my father, I think I look for a lot of qualities that my father has, but I think I would like someone who communicates a bit better, and that's the one issue that I see between them is that their ways of communicating are pretty different, and my dad is definitely the kind of guy who, when he's frustrated or tired or upset, he kind of shuts down and doesn't talk. And I think for me, I need to,
a lot of men do that.
Yeah, that's something that a lot of guys have. And I would definitely, because I've seen him do that, and I know that I don't like that, and I know that my mom gets upset about that, I would look for someone who doesn't do that.
All right. So this is about being conscious. Sometimes when you first fall in love, that word, I always love that word, fall in love. When you become enamored with somebody, you don't see all of the side. You just see that part that really drags you in. And then you deal with the realities of the fact that they are people. They're human beings. We all make mistakes. We have parts of us that are different. And sometimes there's a compatibility. Sometimes there isn't. But there's also, I think, the consciousness that, or subconsciousness that plays into whether your spouse, that your chosen partner, if you have the ability to choose a partner, is going to be like someone that you grew up around, because that's, you know, then you kind of learn your lessons, and can you work away? Can you move away from them? I got, there's another post on Facebook that I saw yesterday that I wanted to bring into this conversation, and it reads as follows. I love to be flirted with. I don't like being sexually harassed. These two things are not the same, and if you're arguing the point, now men can't flirt anymore, you don't understand what flirting is.
So true.
Or you're just pretending not to in order to set up a straw man argument in favor of sexual harassment. Good flirting is fundamentally empathetic. It's about building desire, and it's often pretty subtle. It's paying such deep attention to another person's emotions and body language that you create more intimacy with them. It's a two-way, playful, fun exchange that makes everybody feel good. Sexual harassment is the opposite. It's devoid of empathy, and it's about forcing your will upon another person without having any regard for their desire. You're comparing a paintbrush to a wrecking ball by comparing sexual harassment to flirting. So what do we think?
I think mostly that's true, but I think people's definition of flirting is a little different. And I think that most of the time that's right. And I think most of the time we are on the same page with it. But I think there are the exceptions where there are men who are attempting to flirt that maybe aren't very good at it, or maybe have no ill will in their bodies, basically, that set out and they say something and women are like, ooh, that's kind of a weird thing, and maybe it makes them uncomfortable. That's why I've been saying it for months now. If something makes you uncomfortable that a guy says, you have to say something, because they may not know. A lot of men are never corrected and need to know, and they don't intentionally try to come in and be a sexual harasser, but some women can take it that way because maybe they're just not very good at communicating their
intention.
Are
we better now at developing our sensitivity to it, or are we too sensitive to it?
I don't think you can ever be too sensitive to sexual harassment, but, you know, that's
just
my opinion.
Can the flirting that was described here by this woman in this post, can that be misinterpreted? And she did a great job of explaining the difference between the two, but I'm not sure everybody thinks.
Well, I think Jen's right. There are some guys who are just really awkward, and they don't have any bad intention, but those are the types I think women can. If you have half a brain, you can tell when a guy is just socially awkward or trying to say something that maybe one of his friends told him to use a pickup line or something, and you know it's just going horribly wrong. Those are the type of guys that should be told in a nice way, you know, I understand what you're doing, but that's not, or what you're trying to do, but that's not really the right approach. And those are people who will probably take the notes and will learn and will want to be better. But it's pretty obvious, I think, when someone is saying pig-like things to you, and there's no flirting there. It's just they'll say the same thing to you as they would to the next woman, and they don't care.
It's a rehearsed,
it's
all lines.
Yeah.
Right. It's all BS. So do you feel like any or all of you have you been good flirters yourself? Women, I think this, is, by the way, can apply to both men and women. Flirting certainly does. Are you good at it? Were you good at it? Do you like it? Do you like being flirted with?
I'm totally not, and it's so funny because we were talking about this off air. You know, that's kind of how the whole conversation started. Is Saoirse Ronan, who was in the movie Brooklyn, And Lady Bird just did an interview with Ellen, and they play this game, Who'd You Rather? And they show pictures of celebrity guys, and you have to pick which one, you know, you'd rather go out with. Hmm. And she's not able to pick because she's looking. She's like, oh, well, he'd be, I don't know him. I don't know what he's like. He's on tour all the time. Oh, but this guy might be a good companion. Like, instead of just playing the game and saying, oh, he's cute. Yeah, I'd pick him.
Right.
And I'm totally like that, where I think too much. And I feel like I have to know stuff about people before I flirt, and I have trouble just going up and, like, I don't like it when random people just come up and bother me. So I'm like, why would someone else like it if I just randomly come up and start talking to them? So, yeah, maybe I need tips. Someone wants to help me with the flirting game.
I think tip number one is stop acting like you're 70 years old.
Poor Kara,
our little old lady.
We'll guide her along. Guidance. She needs guidance from the other two, the older ladies on the program. It's 46 past the hour. Money news in a moment.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Lumber Liquidators January flooring sales going on now. Get more than 80 pre-finished hardwood floors up to 35% off. All Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is on sale. It looks and feels like real hardwood, and it's water resistant, like Nordic Fog Oak and Tuscan Fusion Maple, up to 30% off. And get Wood Look waterproof floors up to 27% off. Strand Bamboo up to 40% off. More deals from 49 cents plus professional installation and special financing. Hurry, get to Lumber Liquidators January flooring sale today.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. bankonyourself.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's something from the Think About This department. If you were hit with a $1,000 emergency, would you be able to cover that $1,000 emergency? For the most part, people around you, other Americans, the answer is no. Only 39% of Americans say they would be able to pay for a $1,000 unplanned expense. Wow.
That's not good.
Well, it's amazing. The fellow who did the study at a company called Bankrate said, quote, even though unemployment is down and there's been a recent uptick in wages, we're not seeing the needle move when it comes to savings.
I did a story about this, actually, maybe a week ago on my local show, that people just aren't saving money anymore, and that most millennials think that they'll never be able to retire, that they don't have enough saved up to retire.
Mm-hmm. Well, people my age think that too.
I think it's because we just become accustomed to this sense of living. I think about my grandparents who were great savers. They didn't make very much money, but they saved a lot. And I think we forfeit saving for Starbucks.
Maybe that's true. Food for thought, though, isn't it? Huh? 10 before the hour.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Answers. You have questions about cars, we have answers. It's our auto expert time. Nick Miles is here with us. Nick has traveled around the country and around the world checking out all the new cars, does that every year, all the year long. It's a swell job. Somebody's got to do it, so he's volunteered. Nick Miles, our auto expert, was at the Detroit Auto Show last week, and you had, I'm sure, a chance to see. There are how many of these car shows there are? There's the L.A. car show. There's the New York car show. So what's different about each one of them, Nick?
It's really just the regional car shows that around the country, or the big regional national car shows around the country. They all tend to have a different theme. Detroit, of course, all about American blue blood. That's where the motor industry is housed in North America. And then L.A. tends to be a green show. Chicago is a truck show, and New York is kind of a luxury car show. So they all sort of have their niches, although they're divided between 6 months. L.A. starts November, and New York ends in April. So it sort of spans the winter months of the year.
So what did you get out of going to Detroit other than seeing Steve McQueen's lost bully car? You must have seen that there.
Yeah, I saw that thing, stood next to it for half a day while we did the TV show. Also met Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was there for the launch of the new G-Wagon. This year, it's a big deal for trucks in Detroit, of course, where the American blue blood is. All three major car companies in the United States, the American car companies, came out with new trucks. There was a new Chevy Silverado, the new Ranger from Ford, which is their quarter-ton pickup truck, and then also the brand-new Ram 1500, by the way, which wowed my pants off. It's probably really? The best truck I've seen in a long time. Yeah,
I think they're good-looking. The Dodge Ram pickup trucks are good-looking. Let's go back to the G-Wagon, which is a Mercedes, and that's because Schwarzenegger drives one. You can see him here in Los Angeles driving around in it frequently. What's different about the new G-Wagon? It's just a box on wheels, as far as I can see.
Yeah, look, Doug, it was just a nasty ride. It was a beautiful vehicle. It looked great. It was very capable. Before your backside hurt after being in that thing for a few hours. Yeah. They changed it, of course. That was the one thing that most people were moaning about. Also, the reason Schwarzenegger launched the vehicle was because he was born in the same city where it was made.
Oh.
Kind of a connection there. He called himself the real twin. He called the G-Wagon his real twin, not Danny DeVito anymore. And, And it's going to come in electric, too. They sort of indicated that Arnold has an electric version in L.A. He has five of them, actually. One of them is electric, and he has one in L.A., and they're saying, we're going to electrify the powertrain just because it makes a lot of sense economically to do that. But the G-Wagon doesn't look that much on the outside, although there's quite a few changes. Those indicators on the fender there, they now disappear in an accident, which was one of the safety concerns. I don't know if you remember, the G-Wagon has these sort of indicator lights that sit way out off the fenders there. Well, those are sort of all safety eyes. And then the inside got a big makeover. It's much more comfortable, and they tell us the ride will be great too, but I have yet to experience that.
I've never driven one of them. They don't appeal to me because they're not very stylish. I think they look like, as I said, a box on wheels. Like, you know, I like the old Defenders, and I think this was a ripoff by Mercedes of what the Defender was doing. Do you agree with that? The Defender is the Rolls.
Yeah, everyone lives on everyone else, Doug. I think if you even look at the back of the new Jeep Wrangler, it looks very much like the back of the Defender as well. So everybody's sort of trying to get that square boxy look. Unfortunately, aerodynamics don't play a good role in the square boxy look, but it's what makes me happy, and it sounds like it's what makes you happy too.
Well, I think what I find now, interestingly enough, if you look at the Range Rover, I happen to drive a Range Rover, and if you look at the Range Rovers and look at a Ford Explorer, you see the same car, because apparently they were designed by the same guy. So,
yeah, well, Ford owned Range Rover for a long time, and you'll see a lot of technology in that Ford Explorer that came out of Land Rover, like the terrain response, so you can change what surface the vehicle can drive on. So it's very incestuous, my friend. The industry is very incestuous.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the bullet car. How do we really know? I remember a couple of years ago, somebody claimed to have had the car. If those of you who don't know who Frank Bullitt was, played by Steve McQueen, San Francisco police detective, the movie had one of the best car chases ever in it. I don't think it's ever been duplicated. And a guy that nobody knows his name, named Hickman, Bill Hickman, was the driver of the Charger that was chasing Bullitt around, the bad guys. He was one of the great stunt performers in the history of movies, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, but people keep saying, oh, this is the bullet car. Somebody else says it's a bullet car. How do you know what the real bullet car is?
Well, Ford obviously had all the information of what the right VIN number and serial number of the original bullet was, and apparently they've been sitting on this car for quite a while. Nobody knew where it was. Everyone thought it was lost. I'll tell you, when you stand next to that vehicle, it's raw, it's patinaed, it's rusty. That thing looks amazing. And there's no flashy special paint job on that. It's a real, true American icon.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, good. Thanks for the info on Detroit. Nick Miles, our auto expert.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy.
Learn how at marchofdimes.org.